Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Ryan.
Ryan says, I'm averaging minus two on LR and RC and minus zero on the logic games that I'm able to crack. I'm able to crack most of the games I come across, but there's the occasional third or fourth game that just does not click for me. This happens once every few practice tests, and it's always one of the quirkier games. I'll read the rules and reread them and reread them, and I just can't figure out where to start peeling the orange. That's a metaphor I've used before. You know, how are you going to get into this navel orange? And you've got to figure out a place and pry your way into it. Then the whole thing becomes easier to peel once you get in there.
Sure.
Ryan continues, but it's actually worse than that. It's not that I'm stuck looking for the perfect spot to peel the orange. It's more like my hands are so slippery, I can't even hold the orange. My brain just bounces off the rules. I know there's something that I'm missing, but I can't figure out what it is. When I watch the explanation, I immediately see what I missed, but I'm still not convinced I could have come to that insight on my own. It often seems like a, quote, you either see the solution or you don't type of situation. I don't like the risk of bombing an entire game, so I want to find a way to fix whatever is going on here. And Ryan had mentioned that the Trading Buildings game was one that he recently struggled with. Any advice for Ryan?
Yeah, the thought that's coming to my mind right now is normally there's this wall, right, between the rules, the setup of the game, trying to solve the system, and then the questions. And we want everybody to solve the system before they go into the questions. But maybe there's an exception here, because if Ryan really can't even get a hold on the orange, maybe reading that first question can just help Ryan start to visualize what the hell the game is doing with these variables, how it's organizing them, how it's arranging them. Sometimes a question can make the abstract concrete, and it's not to answer the question by any means. No, we're not doing that. We're just, what are you asking here? Oh, I see. You're asking how these people go with these groups, or how these chairs are arranged in some order, or around a circle, or around a table, or whatever. And so then you go back on the other side of that wall and solve the system.
Yeah. So Ben is suggesting, hey, can you just try a question and see if you can figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the if questions might be good, because they give you more certainty, right? The if question, sure, is like, hey, if so-and-so owns this building after, mm-hmm, one trade, which one of the following must be true, or something like that. You might be able to think it through, like, oh, okay. So you gave me all these rules about the companies that owns the buildings, and then you're asking me if one of these buildings got traded, then what would have to happen? You might be able to like reason your way through it. Yeah, I think that that's a good strategy. So I do like that, you know, maybe attempt a question if you're totally stuck. If you can't even grab the orange at all, maybe attempt a question. Yeah. The other thing I would just remind everybody is that they always give you all the information you need to answer every single question with certainty. So it's kind of like a confidence thing, like a mantra kind of a thing. You just need to remind yourself, all the information is there on the page.
Yep.
They have not hidden anything. There's one perfectly justifiable answer and four perfectly justifiable wrong answers for every single question. And it's not rocket science. It always turns out to be a fairly simple puzzle. It's all pretty straightforward. They want you to get them right. They want you to be able to solve these questions. I have a feeling, and it does sound like Ryan is probably failing the reading comprehension test on the logic games, which is a shame, because you're minus two on LR, minus two on RC. You're a plenty good reader. But I think what's happening to Ryan is that Ryan is not actually reading it on the games. Could be because he's focusing on game types. Notice that he says it's always on one of the quirkier games where he really can't grasp the orange. That's on one of those quirky games. And it's like, well, okay, but is that because you're not really actually reading the games? You're just like kind of looking to put them in a box? Like, are you glancing at a game and going, oh, this is an ordering game? oh, this is a sequencing game. If that's what you're doing, then yeah, you might find that orange to be really slippery when you can't put it right into one of those dumb categories. That's why we significantly de-emphasize the study of game types at LSAT Demon. I like to treat every game as if it's just, it's always the same thing. They've given me all the information. It's a practical, common sense puzzle. I need to read it carefully, though. And it's always a reading comprehension test first. So that's what I suspect might be happening with Ryan, is that he's just, you know, this trading buildings game, which that gave him trouble. Man, if you don't read it carefully and really understand what they're asking you, then yeah, it's going to be slippery. You know, and if you're like thinking about your diagram, I bet that's what happens, right? Ryan immediately is like, well, how do I diagram this? Yeah. What kind of a solution do I need to solve this puzzle?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but it's a simple, that game is simple. Like that system is so simple.
Yeah.
But you've got to comprehend what all of the things in the system say. And you got to just kind of like puzzle on it a little bit. You just got to kind of like think it through a little bit. And if you're immediately trying to translate it into some sort of a diagram on the page, then I think that might be why you're not finding anywhere to dig in on it.
Good point.
Anything else?
No. Good luck, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.